We continue our learning. We're in Ksuvos Parakei Mishnah Vav. Based on the previous Mishnah, where we mentioned Amadiris Ishto, a man who prohibits his wife through a neder from doing malacha, our Mishnah is going to deal with a man who is Madiris Ishto Mitashmish Hamita. So it says from Tashmish, from the marital relations, Hamadiris Ishto Mitashmish Hamita. Now, what exactly does that mean? It can't be that he says, I prohibit my tashmish upon my wife. That's impossible because it wouldn't take effect. He's meshubala. He is has an obligation. Va'ona solo yigra. The pasuk of Parshas Mishpatim. That marital relations tashmish is his obligation. So it must be that he prohibited upon himself hana benefit pleasure from his wife's tashmish. So that hanas tashmishich tehe asura alai. So that is a neder that could be chal, because at the end of the day, he's prohibiting her tashmish upon himself, which he has the right to do. But the end result is, of course, is that he can't have tashmish with her. So the neder can take effect, but because it's not against the Torah's obligation, va'ona solo yigra. The question is, though, how long does a neder like this last? Bahamadir sisto mitashmish hamita beishamai omim shtei shabasos. So you wait 2 weeks. And after this, if he still doesn't do Hataras Nedarim, he's still holding on to this neder, then he gives her, he has to divorce her, and he gives her the ksuva. Base Hillel Omrim Shabbos Achas. 1 week you wait, if he holds on to this, he maintains this neder, and doesn't try to release the neder, go to a chacham, and a Beis Din to try to release the neder, so then after a week, he has to divorce her. Based on what? What's this 1 week or 2 weeks? So Beis Shammai says that in 2 weeks, what's 2 weeks based on? Well, take the example of where a woman gives birth to an akeva. Woman who gives birth to an akeva to a female, she's automatically tamea for 2 weeks. And therefore, Beis Shammai says, well, since there is a concept anyway, we have a precedent in the Torah where husband and wife are not going to be together anyway, not have tashmish for 2 weeks. So we'll allow the neder to be chal for 2 weeks, and if he still maintains the neder, after 2 weeks he has to divorce her. Beis Hillel says, I'm not learning from case of giving birth to an akeva. Should learn from a case of nida. Case of nida is something that's more common than giving birth to an akeva. And the Gemara assumes that making a neder, husband getting upset and making a neder, is also something common, unfortunately. And therefore, we should learn from nida. And nida is tamei min haTorah for 7 days only. The Gemara says adam savachach samachav amebeis, and therefore that becomes the source. And therefore, it's a week. And that's it. And then he has to divorce her after that week if he maintains the neder. HaTalmidim yotzim the Talmud Torah shelo berushos shloshim yom. So we Talmidim were married and they want to go out. They want to go learn for an extended period of time. And they want to go to another city. There's a great academy of Torah, or great Rabbanim in that city. They can leave their wives even without permission, but only for 30 days. Even though during those 30 days, they are leaving their wives and they're mevatel from the mitzvah of ona, but not more than 30 days. More than 30 days, you have to ask permission. Hapoalim, people who go out to work, need to another city, need to go to another city to make a living, they can leave their wives without rishus for Shabbos Achas only for 1 week at a time. Says the Mishnah, how with this mitzvah of ona? How often do we expect there is a mitzvah of tashmish? So says the Mishnah Ha'onah Amurabah Torah, where the Parsis says Va'ona Solo Yigra, all depends on the type of malacha someone's doing. Can't expect someone who travels for business to fulfill the mitzvah of Ona every night. So says the Mishnah like this, HaTayolim, Tayolim who are people who are healthy, but they're batel mi malacha, they don't have to go out and work necessarily, but they're very local. So b'chol yom mitzvah ona, assuming interested, the mitzvah ona is every day. Ha'polim, people who work malacha in their city, within that city, but they're busy, not retired necessarily. Shtayim b'shabbos twice a week. Ha'chamarim, the donkey drivers who go to they travel, but to other cities, but not that far. Achas b'shabbos once a week. Ha'gamalim, those who are camel drivers who may travel to they may travel traveled further distances, achas l'shom shloshim yom, their mitzvah of tashmish is once every 30 days, once a month. Hasapanim, who are the sailors, who obviously are away from their homes for an extended period of time, achas l'shisha chadashim, once every 6 months, is their mitzvah of ona, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is what Rabbi Eliezer says. In fact, this is all Rabbi Eliezer's halachos, but he's the one who has this list of the zmanei ona, and we follow his, and the halacha follows his position. However, regarding the talmidim who are going to another city to learn, so the halacha is against this 30 days. The chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer and say no, they have more than that. They could even go away for 2 or 3 years, and that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tishrei Perek Yudal Halacha Beis. Even 2 or 3 years without permission, obviously with permission, many more years. And the Gemara, of course, brings that famous story, Rabbi Akiva, leaving his wife for an extended period of time, for 12 years, that was very common in those days. And then he went, obviously, after that, for another 12 years as well. Perakei Mishnah Zion. Hamoredes Albala. A woman who literally is rebellious against her husband, and she refuses to have tashmish with him. Every week that she continues to rebel, we have the right to diminish her, to reduce her ksuva, the value of her ksuva, by 7 zuz, by 7 dinar. Remember, ksuva of a besul is only 200 zuz, for almana only 100 zuz. So it's, every week, it's 7 dinarim, till the point where, many weeks, it's going to be reduced to nothing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shiva Tar Pe'ikin. A Tar Pe'ik is not a full dinar, it's a half a dinar. So he says every week it's not, it's 7 Tar Pe'ikin instead of 7 dinar, so it's half that amount. Ad Masayu Pokes, how long do we delay and allow her to refuse to be rebellious and refuse to have Tashmish and reduce her ksuba, which is obviously this financial penalty? Ad keneged ksuva sa, until there's nothing left to the ksuva. At that point, he's megare shar, and she leaves without the ksuva. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, la'olam upoches v'holech, shema tipo la yerusha mimakom acher. The husband is allowed to delay and not divorce her after the money is reduced. Even though she continues to rebel, and the ksuva money is basically has been reduced to zero. Nonetheless, the possibility exists that she may have nechasim fall to her b'yerusha, maybe from a grandparents' house after that, and therefore gavah hemenu, and therefore the husband would be able to collect that amount and reduce that amount, and therefore he's allowed to keep her around because maybe she'll have more money that he could potentially reduce over time. V'chein hamorid alishto. What about the other way? The husband refuses to perform the mitzvah of ona. Mosifin la al ksuvasa shlosha dinarin bishabis. Now we obligate the husband to add onto the ksuva every week that he rebels, he refused to have tashmish, 3 dinar. And if she wants to get though, we force him to mimigarish her. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shlosha tarpeikin. We add on a tarpeik, as we said, a half a dinar. So we add on a dinar and a half every week. That's 3 tarpeikin. That's half the amount of the Tana Kama. The Gemara says, so why is it that it doesn't seem to be equal? So when it comes to the woman, we reduced, let's take the Tana Kama's opinion. We reduce the ksuva by 7 dinar a week, but we only add on, if the husband's rebelling, 3 dinar on tar ksuva per week. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what, because the tsar of the Baal, when the woman is rebellious and refuses to have tashmish, is greater than the tsar of the woman. And therefore, the onesh of the moredes of the woman is going to be greater than the onesh of the man. And then the Gemara brings the following. The Gemara says, Rabboseinu, and I quote, Rabboseinu, Chazru v'nimnu, they rescinded and they voted, they decided, Sheyu machrizin aleha arba shabbos zuach harzu. Take the woman who is a moredes. So we don't go through this process of reducing the ksuba, but rather We do one Shabbos after another. At the end of the week, every Shabbos, we make an announcement in public, in shul, whatever. Plonis mer de babala. This woman is refusing to have tashmish with her husband. Vishulchin la mi beis adin, and beis din sends her a message. Heve yodas shafilu ksuvosech mea mana. Even if the ksuv is 100 mana, if sad is kulon, you lost the whole thing. So it sounds like she loses it after those four Shabbases. She's omedes b'merda. She loses the whole thing. Umodiin la kodem ha'achraza she'omnim l'hachriz aleha. Not only that, before we make this proclamation, we make this announcement, we warn her we're going to announce this in public. And then after we make that announcement, if she wasn't there, we say, by the way, we made this announcement. And if she continues to be rebellious, teitzei below ksuva. That's where the Gemara says she leaves without a ksuva. That's the Gemara in ksuva.